Happy Supporter Drive as well. It is on at the moment. And even though we do take a break from most of our content over Supporter Drive, we have got Michael Jones in to give us a very, very quick run through of the movie reviews for the week. A movie reviews light, if you will. Morning, Michael.
Yes, this is a very abbreviated movie review. But first of all, I'd like to thank Janine from Lapston, who called in to become a 2SER supporter. Actually, she was, I believe she was renewing her support of 2SER.
Thanks, Janine.
Calls in every year. So thank you very much for your support. Be like Janine. Call 9514 9500 or go to 2SER.com/support.
Oh, thank you, Janine.
To become a supporter of 2SER. But let's talk about a couple of movies that are coming out today. I'll start with the really, really big one, A Star Is Born, starring Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, Sam Elliott, Dave Chappelle.
This is on every bus,
everywhere. Andrew Dice Clay, you might remember him from the 90s, had a couple of hit films.
Sorry.
But anyway.
I know Lady Gaga.
I'm sure you do. This version of A Star Is Born was directed and co-written by Bradley Cooper, but this is actually the fourth version of the story to make it to the big screen. Now, it's been 42 years since the Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand version, but just for those who may not be familiar with the story, it's about a fading star. In this case, his name is Jackson Maine, played by Bradley Cooper. He discovers a struggling, amazing singer, Ally. She's got a few issues with insecurity about her looks and whether she'll ever make it as a singer or not. He discovers Ally singing in a tranny bar and doing an amazing version of La Vie en Rose. Jack decides to take her under his wing and help her realise her dream of stardom. But as he does that, their relationship starts to fall apart. It also turns out Jack's a bit of a drug fiend and a booze hound. So, and more reasons.
In Hollywood? Shocker.
Yeah, for their relationship to fall apart. Lady Gaga can sing, and look out for her cracking version of La Vie en Rose, all recorded live, apparently. And she acts well enough to pull off the role as Ally. Now, Bradley Cooper, he's totally convincing as a drug addicted alcoholic. And he actually learned to play guitar for the role, too. And so he's pretty convincing as a country rock icon. But he's also ably supported by Lucas Nelson, son of Willie, and his band to add to the authenticity. Also adding to the authenticity of the production is that many of the performance scenes were filmed at outdoor festivals around the United States last summer. So they are actually performing when you see them on stage.
It's Coachella, I'm imagining.
Quite possibly, yes.
I'm picturing lots of cultural appropriative headdresses.
Oh, no, I did not see any Native American headdresses in the audience, though I wasn't looking too closely. A song from this film should finally break the Disney lock on the best original song at the Academy Awards, I'm sure. This film will probably be nominated for quite a few of them. This film, it's a real crowd pleaser. Star Is Born shines brightly. And the fourth version is worth one more look. You'll get that reference if you've seen the other versions of the film. I'll move on to a little Aussie film.
Oh, okay.
And this is one of my favourite 2SER moments, talking about Australian films and pumping them up, and especially when they're quite good and quite enjoyable. And this film, 1%, stars Matt Nable, Ryan Corr, Abby Lee, Simone Kessel. It's directed by Stephen McCallum. Matt Nable also wrote this film. Copperheads Motorcycle Club president Nuck, played by Matt Nable, he's been in the big house for quite some time, and he's left Paddo improbable bikey Ryan Corr.
This is an Australian film, and we've got Nuck and Paddo.
Yeah, Ryan Corr is the most improbable. He's far too pretty to be a bikey. Anyway, he's been left to run things, but Paddo has done more than just run things. He's expanded the operations, modernised the business, recruited new members. But of course, Paddo hasn't done that without help. In the background has been the guiding hand of girlfriend/mole Katrina, played by Abby Lee. Now, Nuck and his biker mole wife Hayley, played by Simone Kessel, they're a bit threatened by this because they're a bit old school in the way they do things. And you know this is going to lead to a bit of a showdown.
Ooh.
Now, to me, 1% did a great job of capturing what, like, I imagine the sort of threatening underworld of bikey culture to be. I mean, I've never actually been in it, but as it's portrayed in the media, lots of bad, rough-looking guys possibly dealing amphetamines. But once you get past the jail sex, the extreme violence that just got out of jail sex, topped off with some even more extreme violence, you've got a pretty engaging Julie Lady Macbeth-style story as the real wheelers and dealers within the gang start to reveal themselves.
That's not where I thought that sentence was going. I thought you were going to be like, on top of the knives and the stabbings.
There's more bashings. Oh, there's plenty of shootings.
My God.
Yeah, like I said, extreme violence. 1% makes Stone. Did you ever see Stone? A bikey film from the early 70s.
Nope, sorry. Yeah, assume I haven't.
Okay. Makes Stone look like a pleasant Sunday road trip by comparison.
Oh.
Matt Noble is frighteningly menacing as a bikey gang leader, but Abby Lee and Simone Kessel really do steal the show. 1% has plenty of horsepower and will give you a throbbing feeling between your legs.
Good. Okay. Thanks for that, Michael.
Pleasure. Like I said, they're my favourite 2SER moments, talking about Australian films. So if you support 2SER talking about Australian films, you should give us a call on 9514 9500 or go to 2ser.com/support.
And you're going to be out there on the phones as well. People can have a chat with you. Thanks, Michael.
Pleasure.